The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
My mom's out of surgery. She is recovering well. Yes, we still have a long way to go, but I feel good about things. But I want to talk to you about a little miracle that happened to me on a street corner where normally a beggar is. He wasn't there. So let me explain everything. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
And I'm Anthony A.
Every time we go home, there's this man who flips his hat and begs for coin underneath an overpass, right? Every day on our way home, for the past 10 months, this man has been there. And on this day, he's just not there.
Oh.
And it's let me tell you why it's kind of a little miracle. I'm on my way home and I keep thinking, I need to get my mom flowers, but I have all these things to do. My on the corner is a little lady selling flowers.
Oh.
Never,
little
ever.
Little senorita.
Little senorita,
what a
yes.
A kind sign from the universe, right?
Thank you. I turn to the left and there she is. And I'm like, I wonder where the beggar is. I'm like, wait, she's got flowers. And I said, you know, hello, senora, how much are your flowers? And she says, $20.
Oh, there you go. That's
all
a good
day.
Right
there. Yeah, I mean, all day. And it's roses and a giant
something. It's a pretty impressive
beautiful
little bouquet.
Kind of a lot for, you know, cross intersection flowers.
You know,
but hey, nevertheless.
Hey, you know what? They're served at a premium because of, you know,
yes,
location.
For the effort
itself
and everything. Yeah.
Not
I'm
only that, she had to run across the highway.
Yeah, you know what? She deserves every penny of that $20.
She sure did.
I'm that like, intersection is busy.
But yeah. I really do think that's like a key sign that, you know, and hopefully that was a sign for the rest of the day going forward.
It was. So my mom was in surgery. It was supposed to be 14 to 17 hours. She was done in 13 hours and 30 minutes. Let's go. Hey, any less time on the operating table is good. And now she's in a private room. She's not even an ICU.
That's amazing. That's such a blessing.
We're going to wrap, you know, do the show and I'm going to rush to the hospital and just be by her side.
I'm just happy that she's okay.
Yeah.
The worry that was going throughout our family for the last few days has been a lot. And the fact that she's stable, she's fine. She's not in ICU is the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Anthony, they had to remove the lower part of her face.
Oh, my God.
It was a very long surgery. In fact, her main surgeon called and said, I'm done. The rest is all reconstructive, what they're going to do. And I feel really good
did
about
your husband bring the keys back finally for your...
I sent him in the mail.
He mailed him. I overnighted him.
So they beat me here.
Okay, good. All right.
The keys beat him.
They only beat me here by like maybe 12
that
hours.
That would have been embarrassing if you'd have beat the keys here.
That would have been horrible.
I kept thinking about that. And then I kept thinking, I was like, if they put him in the mailbox and the mailbox keys in the on my keys, this is going to be really bad.
Yeah. Otto, I had to go downstairs and wait. Because I asked the front desk, can you please tell the post office that not to put the key, you know, the mail inside the box because the mailbox key is inside the envelope. I go downstairs and the guy is about to shove the envelope in the box. I'm like, I don't have a key. Give me my mail.
Oh, I just jinxed myself. I know I'm going to lose my keys this weekend.
Oh, that's the worst thing
that's
ever.
That's it. I can feel it coming. I can feel it coming. I know it's on the way.
It's called karma.
Yeah, it is.
And we only have one fob.
Yeah.
That fob is like gold. Well, you know gold right now.
I mean, I know we've gone over this, but those fobs are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to cost me like $800. Dude.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
$35 overnight fee. $34.25. Thank you, USPS. Was way cheaper than buying another fob.
This is one of those rightfully earned back in my day moments when keys just cost $2.
Going to the Ace Hardware store. Here's $2 and there's your key, ma'am.
You didn't even need a guy with a key. You know, man, don't you guys wish you had a Kia? You
can, gosh.
People start those things up all the time.
Could have been the most stolen car.
Could have got that guy that flips his hat, and he would have started the Kia right away.
I don't know. What do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
It is National Black Cat Day.
Yes. Shout out to my black cat, Inca. I loved her so much. She was black as ink, right? So we named her Inca. And then one day she was cleaning herself and she lifted her leg and I was like, what's that? And my Nana said, that's a boy.
Oh.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, so the question is, are you completely comfortable with your person being excited by someone else? I don't remember what day we did this down in the DM, but a man was buying feet photos and this started a whole conversation in my DMs on Instagram of women saying how upset they were because he wasn't telling his wife. And then he was spending the money. These other women are getting our bag. That's not okay. And then Anthony's like, we're not judging him. Yes, we are. We're completely judging this guy. He's spending money on feet.
I'm judging more that he's not able to communicate with his partner.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to say, this is what I like. And, you know, especially when it's different. It's,
homies and homemets are into different things. But
yeah, exactly.
I understand the judgment. I understand
So we have our caller on line one, Crystal, who's been holding forever. Miss Crystal, what are your thoughts on this? Is it just me or would you be upset too?
I would be very upset because do y'all know how much money these girls make for doing that?
I did see a breakdown. One girl, do you remember the Catch Me Outside? How about that?
Yeah.
On Dr. Phil? She makes like $80 million a year.
Whoa!
$80 million!
I had a family member do it. Eight pictures, and she was getting like $1,000 for them.
What?
Really?
For one picture. One picture.
What am I doing on the radio?
Whoa. Exactly.
Whoa. Whoa.
I could not do that. Do you know, Crystal, I can't believe I'm about to admit this, especially since we just met.
Uh-oh.
My feet ended up on a feet website. I don't know how. I swear to you. And I have 4.7 stars out of 5.
No.
Girl, I don't know about all that. But I didn't make any money. I took a picture of myself looking out the window and my feet were like propped up and whatever.
Dana, did you look at that? Did you see that picture and go, those are my feet?
I did. No, no. So somebody tagged me in it later because it was in my Instagram story. And at the bottom left, it says at Dana Cortez. So the photo, the person took it, screenshotted it, and put it on that weird website.
Those are not $1,000 patas right there, dude.
No, they're not. I was like, what in the world?
I don't want my husband looking at nobody, period.
Hey, I love that energy. Let's go.
Yo, hey.
Because people don't realize that if he's doing that, then that's going to give me a complex, and I'm going to feel like I'm not enough.
Ooh.
Say it, Crystal, with your chest. Say it louder for the people in the back. If you do this, and I've told this to Otto, I know he says things like, oh, it's not you. It's a visual thing. It's a man thing. It makes you feel like, well, am I not good enough? I'm right here in front of you. Is that not, you know? It's just,
we
I'm
go
sorry.
Out to eat, and he'll be like, he'll ask the waitress, sweetie, can I get this? Thanks, darling. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm going, what?
Sweetie, wow. Darling, my butt.
Exactly.
15%.
Exactly. And I have a background waitressing and bartending. So being in that industry, like, I understand. But he is, like, just so, he's just so polite. And I just get so irritated with him. I'm like, dude. No.
Yeah, you're like, no sweetie and darling.
Don't
right?
Don't
do it. Yeah. And if you do it with her, then you have to do it with the male waitress, the waiter that's coming around too.
Exactly. Honey, excuse me, good looking, handsome.
Imagine if you did that, Crystal, what your husband would say. What's up, handsome?
He would die.
Of course he would. And that's what I said earlier. The whole idea of do what you got to do to make your man happy, keep him happy.
No.
No, it can make me unhappy. You know, it can make me unhappy. Crystal, I love you, girl. You better call back more often. Thank you. Bye.
We listen to you every morning, Dana. Y'all are best.
Thank you.
Oh, Crystal, you made my whole day. I'm going to cry.
Also, appreciate your very polite husband. I love that man. All right? Shout out to him.
Crystal.
Y'all have a great day,
you
guys.
You too. Bye. So we have a woman on hold who says she works for a divorce attorney and she has to remain anonymous. Because her story is so juicy. Oh, I can't wait for that. If you want to get in on this, 877-730-DCS1, call or text.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, so the question is, are you completely comfortable with your person being excited by someone else and spending their money on it? Like maybe feet photos or webcam or whatever the case is. Line 4 has been holding for a minute and she wants to remain anonymous. We always call our anonymous ladies Becky. So just for name purposes, Miss Becky, I think our producer Chewy said you work for some type of attorney or something.
Yeah, so actually I want to start off by saying that I work for a divorce lawyer. So I've got some insight on that.
Oh, you must be busy.
Honestly, it's scary and sad how busy we are.
Gosh.
Yes, you're right. But with that being said, I have handled a lot of cases such as this with the feet. However, in my own particular family, my sister was dating an amazing man. We loved this man. Oh. He was a great man. She got a little suspicious that he was maybe talking to someone else or possibly meeting someone else because he would like go dark, like not respond back for like 4 or 5 hours, which was unlike him. They have been married for many, many years. And this was new onset. So she decided to sneak home one day and caught him in the garage with a bag full of bras and was sniffing them.
Oh,
no. No!
Whoa!
Yes. So, of course, she felt icky, ew about it, obviously.
Oh my
the thing
gosh.
Is that only one of the bras were hers. Yes. So he was going online, meeting women, like not meeting them in person, but he was paying them for their bras. Jeez. So they would mail their bras to him and he would sit there and sniff them.
This is the strangest thing I've ever heard. Now, how did the family find out? How do you know this?
Yeah, so she reached out to me, you know, being lawyers, we have some access to some background stuff, and we started doing research through his bank accounts and stuff like that, and holy crap, this man has sent thousands of dollars throughout the last couple, like throughout months of paying random women for their bra so he can sit there and sniff them. So it like grossed my sister out. She couldn't handle it anymore. She's like, it's disrespectful to me. He's getting off on someone else's scent. He's getting off on someone else's bra. Like, this is gross. So she filed for divorce.
Good. So she left him. She left him.
She did. And the judge signed off on that divorce so fast. I mean, gave her everything she wanted. But I was telling her, one of the things that I helped to console her with was that I handle a lot of foot cases. I don't know what it is about feet. I don't get it. I feel like my feet should have been flippers. I should have been a natural swimmer. They're flat and fat.
I'm a bunch of money, Becky, with your feet.
I'm with you on the flat. I'm with you on the flat.
Yeah,
sister.
You could probably make a bunch of money. I've heard that odd feet make the most money.
They probably would. I'll pop a toe ring on it. But I had one particular case of a woman whose husband was obsessed with feet. How the thing is just she didn't know about it. And they had been married for years. We started deep diving into his account and his social media. We got warrants for all of it. And oh my goodness, this man for 15 years of their 19-year marriage or 20-year marriage has been paying other women for their feet pictures.
Oh my gosh. And is it just me? Or I'm sorry, Anthony, the reason he's not saying anything and Becky is because it's just a little weird. Now, I'm not saying I wouldn't oblige or paint my toenails or whatever, but it seems to me there's a psychological issue going on here. When you have thousands of dollars spent on dirty bras and feet, I mean, don't you think that there might be more than just a wife or partner being able to satisfy that kind of urge?
100%. And that's the thing is like with the judges in these cases, one thing that a personal judge that I absolutely thought killed it, he said it's straight up betrayal. It's betrayal of money. It's betrayal of emotional and sexuality because he's giving that to somebody else technically. Yes. Especially this gentleman with the feet. He's giving that emotion, that sexual bond to somebody else's body and not his wife.
And the bag. Yes. You know, I'm like, no.
And the bag of bras.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing
bags.
Is it didn't matter the size. Like the cup size, it didn't matter. It was whoever could give him the smelliest bra.
You know, I wash my bras, but I guess some people don't. Oh, yeah. Remember Jesse Watt told us she didn't ever wash her bras. She could make millions of dollars. She could make,
I'm
she could be a millionaire. Becky, thank you for sharing.
I told my sister that when she caught this, I was like, you had him buy your bras and you don't wash them for a week. Make that money, girl.
Becky, thank you for sharing your story. I love you. Please
my
call
pleasure.
Back anytime. Bye.
Absolutely. Have a great day, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye. Look, to each their own, and I think, you know, everybody's got a little weird in them. But when the weird gets too weird, when it's above average weird, when it's affecting our finances weird, it's got to go be weird somewhere else. I'm sorry. Stinky bras and weird, I can't handle it. Is it just us, you know?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Did you see what Jennifer Lopez's first husband said about her?
No.
Yes.
Oh.
Well, Otto did.
Somebody fill me in.
Noah, I think, Ohani was, I can't remember his name. I don't remember his name. If you want to Google that real quick, Otto. She was married really young, right? And he was a restaurant manager. He had a very successful restaurant. And she married him and he left his job and traveled with her and supported her. Recently, she was on the Howard Stern show and Howard asked her, do you ever feel like you've been loved? And she just started, I know, you know, nobody's ever loved me and I've loved them and blah, blah. He wrote a book and said, girl, I loved you. I followed you. You cheated on me and I still stayed with you.
Ooh.
And you begged me because you didn't want it to look bad. You didn't want the bad press. So I continued to support you, Jennifer Lopez.
He flamed her up.
Her up. And then he said, you know, and then you got married again. And the same thing happened. And then you got married again. And he's like, it is not us, girl. It is you. You are being loved. You just don't want
to
be loved.
I mean, you have to think after all the failed marriages, she's got to like self-reflect and think.
So here's what I'm thinking to myself. And I'm turning it around because it's not only women who go through this. J-Lo put her first husband, at least. Nobody else has said this about her. But put her through put him through trauma.
Yeah.
The man said, I quit everything. I left my family. I left my successful career to follow you, to support you. You said on the Howard Stern show, you weren't supported. That's a lie. He just flat out said, and I'm sick of you lying and playing victim. And then he said, I have done everything in my power to continue to help you, yet you make a mockery of the men you've been with. And he said, not only have you been married several times, you've been in all kinds of relationships too. Like, are you talking about?
Good for him. I'm happy that he's standing up for himself.
I am too, because I think he found
the
strength.
Only took him 25 years.
Well, eventually, you're going to be like, you know what? Enough's enough, J-Lo. All right? Your love does cost a thing and a lot more than that.
It did. It cost
all right?
me
my sanity.
It did, and I feel like, I know this is wild to say, but I felt like he still loved her, and that's why he continued. Even after all this time, the man has been there supporting her behind the scenes, like, oh, she's great. He helped her open her restaurant.
Oh, man. And we've seen where that went.
Mm. Yeah.
Weren't you at the opening of her restaurant?
No, not the opening, but I went there. Yeah, that was only like a hot second. That was the beginning of my radio career, hot second. I don't even know if I was in radio. Yeah, maybe in the beginning.
Well, there was no love being cooked in that kitchen, so that's why the restaurant didn't last too long.
And the love did cost a lot there, too. Yeah. I remember the menu prices. Anyway, as much as I love Jennifer Lopez, because you know I do, I'm a huge fan of her. She's an icon. I don't care what anybody says. She's just done things that no other artist has been able to do. When it comes to this particular topic, she's got to look in the mirror and say, hey, perhaps I'm the problem. Maybe I, you know, because there's one thing in common with all these failed relationships. Her. Girl,
Take accountability.
Yeah, I hope you find love, but first you got to remember that sometimes it takes compromise. You can't always come first in the relationship.
You're not always the victim.
Ay, 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 J-Lo. Call me, girl.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
It is time for What's Your Sign with my good friend, Sirmati. Sirmati, welcome!
Yes. Oh, what's good? I hope you guys are having a great morning.
Oh, we are having such a good Monday. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling better now that you're here so that we can get our spiritual forecast for the week. But first, you told me that somebody's listening right now that needs this message. What is going on? What is the energy that you're feeling?
Yeah, it's very interesting because the message that I'm receiving is about somebody that's been slacking off. They've been slacking off and they've been really projecting their own internal issues onto other people. I hate to be the one to call you out.
Oh my God.
This message is for. But it definitely is relating to you not really looking within, doing the actual work that you need to do on yourself, because what you're actually doing is projecting your insecurities on other people. And you're really, in essence, betraying yourself. You think other people are being disloyal to you, but take a look in the mirror, because actually you're the one that's being disloyal, betraying yourself by not doing what you're supposed to do to get yourself ahead. You're daydreaming too much. You're living in your mind too much without actually embodying the type of person that you want to become and the type of person that you want to be for the future.
Gosh, Marty, that is the most difficult thing to do. It's called accountability.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so hard. And I've had to have that talk with myself, looking in the mirror and saying, instead of why is this happening to me? This is why this is happening to me. Change the pattern.
Yep.
In the mindset. Mindset and pattern. Now, what about our spiritual forecast for the week? Marty, last week, it wasn't great. It wasn't the best. What do we have to look forward to this week?
Well, last week we had a new moon, and the moon was I told you guys, it was in a placement where Mars was involved, and Mars is aggression. So it definitely gave us that like internal struggle. But this week, the word resistance came into my energy as I'm channeling the message for this week. Resistance to me, for the collective, means we need to stand on what we believe in, but also not forget what we love to do and not forget who we are, not honoring ourselves. So when we're giving too much because we feel we're obligated to, that's a lack of self-love. Gosh. We have to pour into ourselves first before we can fight the good fight. And whatever that means, it doesn't mean that it has to be a social justice issue. It could be something related to standing up for yourself. Maybe somebody's, you know, bullying you at work, and it's time for you to really like protect yourself in the sense where you have to put yourself first and maybe not take on so much work. And so this is a week where we have to really take care of ourselves, but also be able to stand up for ourselves as well.
I don't know about you, Mari. I know you're a mom and you care so deeply about your children. I feel the same way sometimes, and my family. Sometimes I feel like I want to do so much for them and then I end up exhausted.
Yeah.
And Otto will tell you, last year I got vertigo. And it really boiled down to me just being exhausted. Like, I just got sick because I was so tired. And now I just prioritize going to bed even 30 minutes earlier, and it's helped me.
Yes.
You gotta recharge.
Just a little something. Yes. It'll help. So that's what we're being called to do this week, to do something good for ourselves. You have to love yourself, too.
I love following Mari, and you will, too. Follow her on Instagram, at Illis Divinity. She does have spiritual classes, and she can help you get more in tune with that part of yourself. So shoot her a DM, slide into those DMs. And of course, if you would like a psychic reading, call us 877-730-DCS1. And as usual, same time, same place next Monday. Mari, I love you. Thank you so much.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.